Let's travel around the area and take a look at the fishing in the Shawamigan Bay area. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report takes place every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. And now, let's get to our report. It's time for another Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report, and joining us today on the program, we have Jeff Evans with Jeff Evans Fishing Guides. Good morning, Jeff. How are you today?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's the fishing been?
Fishing's been good. It's definitely been different. It's been an interesting season just from a weather and condition standpoint. A lot of our inland waters got super, super hot during the month of July and into August, and so just a lot of different patterns that were going on, and it definitely kept us on our toes. Right now, the inland bite is kind of trending more towards a good smallmouth bass bite and a good crappie. Bite. Walleye fishing is a little bit tough. Shawamigan Bay though, and Lake Superior actually has been very good lately. The smallmouth bass bite on Shawamigan Bay has been consistent and has been a really good walleye bite on the south shore of Lake Superior as well.
Speaking of Shawamigan Bay, when was the last time you were out on the bay?
It's been a couple of weeks since I've been out there, but I've been keeping in touch with quite a few guys that have been doing well.
So what can you tell me about the smallmouth bass bite out on Shawamigan Bay now that it's finally reaching summer peaks?
You know, to get in the bigger pool of fish, you're going to want to focus on offshore structures, meaning things that are, you know, farther away from the shorelines, like deep rock piles or weed edges, things like that, or even current areas are also good places to target this time of year.
Moving over to the inland lakes, you're saying the bass are heating up, but the walleyes are cooling off. The walleye's just too deep.
Yeah, we had a really good inland walleye bite going in about the middle of July, and I just think that the hot weather kind of suits things up a little bit. It's really no problem finding them out in the mud flats right now in like 30 to 35 feet of water with the electronic. Problem is they're just not real active during the day. I've heard of some guys doing better in the evening, which makes a lot of sense. But I think as we start turning the corner in the fall, that daytime bite will start to pick up.
Labor Day just around the corner. What are you expecting heading into Labor Day and into the fall bite?
Yeah, so I'm starting to see, Trevor, water temperatures are starting to cool now with the shorter days and the cooler nights. So now we're having water temperatures that are in the low 70s. As those water temperatures continue to cool, that fall bite will pick up.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Jeff. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you if they want to go fishing with Jeff Evans Fishing Guides?
Best place to contact me is on my website at Jeff Evans Fishing Guides.
That's been a look at our Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. The Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on Real Rock J96. If you know anybody who's interested in being a part of the Real Rock J96 Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report, contact Trevor at Real Rock J96.